Good morning, world. So it is September the 1st, 2011. It's 7 minutes to 7 in the morning. I'm here in Tokyo, just walked out the front door. Just going to do a few stretches and then go for a quick run. And 1st of September, you know, kind of feels like could be like a new year. I guess that's dating back to my school times and September being the start of the year. So I said I'm going for a quick run, but it won't be that quick, because what I've found is that it seems no matter how much I train, my legs are not quick legs. They're more long distance legs, which in a way is a shame, because I'd love to be able to kind of break my own records more often, challenge myself to do better. And one of the easiest ways, or one of the quickest ways to do that, is to try and beat your fastest average time over, say, 5k or 10k. However, what my records are going to have to be in distance, I think. And of course, if you want to set distance records, that takes up a lot of time. So it's not something that you can try very often. But it's weird. If I run fast for too long, then I really get problems in my knees, and I'm not sure why. But anyway, there you go. So I'm up quite early this morning. I'm trying to change the pats, trying to make up for a lack of sleep recently. So last night I actually went to bed at 9 o'clock, and I was asleep within a few minutes. That's how exhausted I was, because my body wakes me up every morning. This morning it was, I think, 6:15. No matter how late I've gone to bed, I seem to be waking up really early. So, of course, that's not healthy necessarily. One thing I was going to say is that one reason I like Runkeeper is the Runkeeper community. Now I've got quite a lot of people on my Runkeeper team, including quite a number of Japanese runners or runners in Japan, and that's great because I know they're on the same time. They're in the same time zone as me. So, for example, this morning I saw a couple of them who had already been running this morning, and that's motivation. It really is motivation to see others out there running. Either, and perhaps they have Runkeeper Live, so you can see their live run, or you just see the status update on Facebook saying, I've just run 10 kilometres or whatever. And it's great. You're not, even if you're a solitary runner, you've kind of got a team there. And that's one of the good ways that technology is influencing people like me into becoming healthier. Because, as you know, I'm not naturally sporty. So the Apple story never dies. That's still being run, still doing the rounds, quieting down. But planning this next run, this next artistic run, I'm not sure when I'll be able to do it. I'm a bit nervous about it. It's a very big one, the next big one anyway. Might do a small one before then. Anyway, it's going to be an exciting day today, 1st of September 2011. A couple of meetings which both are very important and which signify the start of new projects which will have a considerable play a considerable part in the next year of my life here in Japan. And I hope everyone else has a fantastic educational year 2011-2012, and run out of things to say. So I'm going to cross the road instead and bid you farewell. All right, ta-ra for now.